From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We read today of the death Saturday of the philosopher Donald Davidson, professor emeritus at the University of California, and much else. His New York Times obituary tells us that Davidson climbed mountains, performed Aristophanes' The Birds in Greek, played four-hand piano pieces with his college classmate Leonard Bernstein, wrote radio plays, a novel, went to Harvard Business School. All the while he was so influential in his day job, he was elected president of the American Philosophical Association. Professor Richard Rorty of Stanford University was a friend of Donald Davidson and joins us now from Stanford. And Richard Rorty, this is utterly unfair, but how, in the very short time available to us, would you describe the central contribution that Donald Davidson made to philosophy?
He helped overturn empiricism, which had been one of the main traditions of philosophy in the English-speaking world. He and Derrida in France and Wittgenstein will perhaps be remembered as the philosophers of language who broke away from the idea that we get information through the senses and then process it and put it in linguistic form.
He seems to have been such a worldly figure, multi-talented, world-traveled, but would you say he was in any sense a public intellectual who applied philosophy to the world around us?
No, not at all. He never branched out from the rather technical areas of philosophy of language and philosophy of mind in which he worked. I sometimes wish that he had. He was a man of great resources, but he felt it best to keep his philosophical work on a rather narrow professional track.
And didn't publish voluminously, although I gather for philosophers the density of writing is something different, but there's not a whole shelf full of his work, is there?
No, he didn't write books. He wrote extremely finely chiseled articles, which had an enormous impact. They're the kinds of things which, for the right audience, create revolutionary new conceptions of the subject. But if you're not a specialist, you're just not going to get it.
Personally, what do you remember most about him?
I think of him as a sort of Hemingway-esque figure. For those of us 20 years younger, he represented the generation of people of the 30s who fought in the war, who had grown up reading Hemingway and Fitzgerald, who learned from them that one was to climb mountains, become a surfer, as well as a man of letters. Davidson could easily have been a man of letters rather than a philosophy professor. It was sort of an accident that he came back into philosophy after having been a Hollywood scriptwriter. I think 50 years from now, when people look back on changes in the intellectual climate in the West toward the end of the 20th century, Davidson's name will pop up as someone whose writings helped change the philosophical mood.
Well, Professor Rorty, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Richard Rorty, who is professor of comparative literature and by courtesy of philosophy at Stanford University, he spoke to us from Stanford about Donald Davidson, the philosopher who died Saturday at the age of 86.